I could do some stuff for you. Good stuff. There's a it's a strange sequence of halachas here that doesn't make too much sense. My fault also, why we didn't do Kuf Tzadik Vov. First, but we will. In learning about Isodam, it doesn't tell you what the consequences are and how she is supposed to conduct herself after she sees them. But we'll continue where we're up to. Yeah. That halacha we were discussing was dam chimud, and I gave you out now. I think we should might as well handle that right now. Do we enough to go on?
Yeah, I think there's leftovers, no?
Okay. Yeah, what, take one for Alec? How should we do that? Let's do Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Dam Shulim, and we'll do the handout all together. I told you the Dam Chimud B'zman Hazeh, we don't know how to handle it. The main thing you have to understand is it's a Zeir the Rabbanon that's Efshel Lahokel Oler, you can be make a lot of, not looking for any chumos on Dam Chimud, and I don't see any normal circumstance where we're involved in Dam Chimud Bizman Hazeh. Remember one case, my father Gatzal, in those days, something we people are not aware of, where people would just come in to get married, like a justice of the peace in Las Vegas. Yeah. Came into a love, they want to get married. So normally the Chum Rabbonim didn't handle such a case. The woman has to go to mikveh first, etc., etc. A walk-in marriage. But there were circumstances where it was being done. The fella got orders to go to Vietnam. Fellas got orders then in the Second World War, where they decided suddenly, before he goes away, they want to get married. Where such possibilities might be, but I'm not aware of any, personally, of any such case. There you might have an issue of Dam Chimud. Yeah.
Rebbe?
Dam Shulin. Sissy, how many of you picked up the problem here? Hakonis sapsulu boal bilas mitzvah begomel bioso uporesh miyad. those are two contradictory terms. Okay, Goma Biyoso, or Polish Miyad, is Goma Biyoso, he's not Polish Miyad. Goma Biyoso means, look at the Shach, right? There are two halachas, right? Afa pi sha'adam shoses v'yored, hu adin mutelo lifosh be'eva chai, bein tzor lahamtin ad sh'yomo se'eva. Okay. Halachic definition of the marital act. The marital act, or an act that's called bia, legally, secular law, most likely, halacha of rape would apply, is not goma biyoso. It has to do almost physical contact between the male organ and the female organ. Only a little bit more than that. It's called ad ha-torah. Ha-torah is the crown, the cleft in the penis. That does not reach any place significantly inside the woman. Yet in halacha, it's a ma'aseh bia, the gabei all halachas, namely, eish asir shechayv misa, it's called isu, it's a ma'aseh bia d'oraisa, it's hachnosas ha-torah. Okay? It's almost nothing more than physical contact between the male organ and the female organ. Goma biyoso means full insertion of the penis. Damsulim will not be a factor if he's only Machnes Ha'atola. It's only a factor if he's Gomer Biyoso. That's what it means to say. Gomer Biyoso, meaning if he penetrates a little further and somehow the woman complains, as often happens, as most often happens, the first time have relations is not very comfortable for the woman. In secular literature, it's called the rape of the honeymoon. Among the goyim, the husband won't be denied, and they go on a honeymoon right away, and if she was a virgin, and she's exposed to multiple acts of multiple marital acts, it's not a happy time for the woman. Hence that term, which is in literature of marriage counseling, the rape of the honeymoon. Why? She's really not merutzah, she's not really masking. But what can you do? That's how it is. If somehow they're aware that she's bleeding already, it's hard to see in practice how they'd be aware, but they'd be aware, then that's the halacha of gomer biyoso. Now already he's telling you, dam nida, it's not. You can't have a woman aware of dam nida and say gomer biyoso. Therefore, Chazal made it clear, don't think they were mistaken. Dam psulim, among all the reasons that I've seen, no one gives the right reason. It's clear to me the right reason is because it is, I mentioned once before to you, it is roe dam achmas tashmish. It's an act of roe dam achmas tashmish. That's really, it's the most obvious. You have relations, the woman is bleeding. But I know it's not due to uterine bleeding, it's due to hymenal bleeding. But if I'm going to make takonis for roe dam achmas tashmish and worry about it, need fibidikos, etc., etc., certainly it fits in better to try to understand why Chazal wanted to be machmir on dam psulim. Especially when Mini Yisrael, not all over, that when Chos and Kala begin their relations, we ask them to make bdikas the first three times, right, after Dam Psulin stops, to ascertain that she's not a Roi Dam Achmas Tashmish. Second halacha is, again, in the Maisa Bia, in the Maisa Bia, there's a Chi of Chatas, is Beshogeg, when there's Hanoa. And that Hanoa Bia is the physical friction that gives the pleasurable sensation. Therefore, Poresh Imeva Chai, if the erection is still there, and he withdraws, that's an isur. If Chalil Vachashit should become a nidah, Roi Adam Achmas Tashmish, the halacha is he has to remain motionless, Ad Sheyomus Ha'eva, until the erection subsides, so that he has no anor going in the withdrawal process. And here, that's what the Shach emphasizes. It's not Dam Nidah. We're not worried about it, really. Therefore, one, Gomer Biyoso. Two, Ein Tzor Lahamtin Ad Sheyomus Ha'eva. Doesn't have to wait until the erection subsides. Okay, you with me? Next. Next, you deal with classic, I've warned you many times, don't ever forget when you're dealing with the Rabbonans to put into your understanding the legalism of the Rabbonans. And one of the big legalisms are lo plug, enforcement of the Rabbonans were a great concern. And one of the big eitzes they always had was, don't discuss it with me, we're not open to discussion, no differences, etc. Lo plug. Therefore, you get the next halacha. Atilu hi ktano, so he gives man aliros. But you don't worry about ksomim for such a woman, right? Here we worry about it. Right? She didn't see dam on the sheets. She made a bdikas penin, didn't find any dam. Nevertheless, we consider her to be a nida mid rabbanan, tameya. Shemeros a tipa dam kechadu echifu shechazora. So to add to this. The Hilchos Nidah Ramban, Vatilo Lohoye Shechvazera, even he didn't ejaculate the same halacha. Here you have a classic low plug. Right. They wanted to make some zera. They want you to did see, yeah, he did ejaculate, didn't ejaculate. Ejaculation has nothing to do with Goma Bioso. Many people make that mistake. Goma Bioso is full insertion of the male organ, nothing else. Ejaculation has nothing to do with my sabid. That's aloch here in Mrs. Puvu. You want to have children. One of the oldest methods of contraception is withdrawal, where they have physical contact, and the male withdraws before he ejaculates. Then comes the Gemara. The Yesh Mekilin Im Lo Ro'os Adam, right? We don't pass in that way. V'nogu Lohokel Lo Gomer Bia Rak Ha'Orabo V'lo Ro'os Adam. And the reason for that is very simple. If Lo Gama Bayoso, he never reached the place of the psulim. Avol in Boale Bio Mamish, Soch Lishvosh Mimena, Pilpish Lo Gama Sadam. what the last line is, why it's here, I understand this idea. Ubanefesh yochesh asmo sholisol bitinokos. Why put in here, it's a loch in snius, right? They want you to hold a female child on your lap. Nowadays, it's most likely a part of the instructions that children receive in kindergarten because of the sexual predators, child molesters, etc., not to have physical contact with a male. Sit on the lap, hug, touch, etc., etc. Next, Utsricho Shetimsok B'Tahara. If he needs a Hefsek Tahara, wait until the blood stops. Has to make a B'dika. And here's where many problems come in. Right? Because there is an injury there. Assuming that was Dam Psulim can't come without an injury. As an injury, there's a need for healing, for repair of the injury. There's where women have to have seichel and good instruction, right? To know you don't start making bidikas while there is dam, because where there is dam, there is an injury. You make bidikas, you're going to go ahead and prolong the healing process. Right? So you have to wait until there's no longer any sign of any dam. It takes the issue. The tissue that we're dealing with is basically mucous membrane tissue, which heals very rapidly, right? Like a cut on your gum.
When's that Hefsek Tahara?
I'm sorry?
When is that Hefsek Tahara?
When does it?
When does she do that Hefsek Tahara?
As soon as she can. But she has to have seichel, not to be mekalkeles es atzma. Not making medikas before the wound is healed, there she'll get into trouble. She'll keep on seeing dam. I don't know whether it's still the dam psulim, right? Or it's new injury or what. So she has to have seichel there. Sometimes it just doesn't get a hefsek tahara. Takes like a week passes by and she can't yet. Now she's going to move into a healing period known as the menstrual cycle. And this is why people have seichel. You plan the wedding, it should be within 4 or 5 days of the visit. Why? Then what happens is the menstrual cycle is the healing time. Right? She'll take her 2 or 3 days there. She'll see a little bit of dam. Then she'll start a regular beset. Then she has now 12 days for healing, and that's the proper way to conduct herself.
But she's going to have to do bedikos during the Shiva Nikiyam anyway.
Yeah, but she has, so she'll see, she has 4 days.
And that will be enough?
Yeah. So you're dealing with mucus tissue, it heals. She won't poke around there and make it worse. It heals, no problem. Simple instruction. She's now a nida, and she conducts herself as if she were a nida d'raisa. Therefore, sicha she'tipsa b'tava, then b'tivdo kol shiva. But Lo tashil limnos ad yom heili shimusha. Okay, boys, did you pick? You people looked ahead on this. Well, what is that, right or wrong? That's a mistake.
I'm not focusing on day 5 or day 4.
Look at the shach. Kedin nida kama? No, it's not kedin nida. Not kedin nida. Kidinido, according to the Mechaba, because Mechaba only had 4 days. Look at the reference Kutsari Gov Simi Yud Aleph. Yes, so I say this should have been earlier. Okay, let's do that now. Apolete Sheikh Wazera, Bimei Sfiroso. You have it? No? Look in. In who toch vav onos shimusha within the first 3 days, so seras oso yom. Mind you, unlike dam is so seras and she has to start the count again. But if she poleta shechvazera, they had relations, and some semen comes out 3 days later, vav onos later, right? 6 12-hour periods, 3 days later. So Sarah's also yom, she loses that day. It doesn't interrupt the count. So therefore, she'll see Shepazera on the third day, right? The next day becomes the third day. Pikach, because of that, we have our present halacha. Hamashameshes mitosa, v'ros ha'achakach u'poska, eina maschelet sispo zaynikim, ache yavu oleo vov ono shlemos, shema tifrot. If they had relations, and then she became a nida, she can't start counting clean days. Give me nida, what? Counts already clean days, so we have to work out a case, right? The pikach ain't no mascheles lispol ad yom hei lishimusha. That's the machaba. That's the yom hei comes in. She starts counting on the fifth day after she had relations with her husband. Kigon im shimsha b'motzoi shabos ain't no mascheles lispol ad yom hei. The kaimalon. Ein shech vazera masriach ad sheyavur olov sheisha ono shleimos. Me'es le'es. Therefore, im shimsha b'motzoi Shabbos, u'polto le'el dalet, kodim eishi musha, motzoi Shabbos, adayin hi omedes besoch ono shishas l'shimusha. Therefore, so seres, hilkach yom hei, yei richon l'sfirosa. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Tifsok Yom Dalet Leiserev, let her make a Hepsek Taira on Thursday night, on Thursday day, before Leiserev, before Shkir, Yom Hei, right, on Wednesday night, I'm sorry, and therefore Thursday will be Ola Leminyan. Therefore, Thursday is the first day of our 7 days. And here comes our Minog. Yesh shekosvu, sheyesh lahamtin ad yom aleph, she has to wait until Sunday. Dehainu shotasa limnos ad yom hashishi, v'hu yom rishon esfirosa. Why? Dechayshinan shema tishamesh b'yom rishon bein hashmoshos, v'tizbo shul yom, v'efshon shul laila, im tasa limnos b'yom chamishi yitoch shisha onos l'shimusho. Al ken yesh lahosif o yom echod. De me'ata yev shalov ol de tos. What's the tos? Obein hashmoshos. And then comes, right, the important statement. V'chein nogim b'chol medilos elu v'ein l'shanos. That's our minute. Now, you know, this is finally revealed. What does a woman do after she sees dam? Right? She has to count 5 days. Why? Maybe she had relations with her husband. Her husband was in Australia. He didn't show up, right? Until she's finished counting her days. Why count her 5 days? She can go ahead and get a hefsek tara on the third day. Depending on who she has, I told you women, especially women with short cycles, often have short bleeding cycles. Unfortunately, not always. That's why we have the infertility problems with them. I had a case a few months ago, a woman with a 24-day cycle, right? And sees only 3 days. Gets a good, clean hefsek tara by the fourth day, right? Trying to delay, give her Clomid, one of the drugs, to delay her cycle, push her cycle by a day or so that she'd fall into a good ovulatory period. But most often, I told you, that those are real problems and should be resolved, although the doctors don't do it until after they much of them for a few months, with attempts to hormonally adjust the cycle. It's a waste of time and unnecessary exposure of the woman to exogenous hormones, which don't do anybody any good. The eighth, as I told you, is artificial insemination husband, AIH. Store up semen from a previous month, right? After she's going to mikveh, and let the doctor inseminate her at the proper time. This here also is a psaka that the literature olam has no problem. The chassidish olam has a problem with that psak because they say it's a ben or bas nida because she became pregnant while she was a nida. That's why Shvel Shuvas, several Shuvas on that topic. There's no such thing as a ben nida, bas nida, mamza without isur bia. It's isur that makes the halacha, not the status. You have that clear? Okay, next, finish off the Gemara. V'yesh noshim she'nogu la'achmer od la'hamtin ad shiva yovim. Many svardashe, I'm talking now, me'edus of Mizrochis, have that minute. I don't know why. Vein tam bedovo va machmer yachmer va meko nischar le hat dem asmo le mitzu. Then comes the next half of the story. Yesha kosvu she'achshav ein lechaleg ben shimsho in baila velo shimsho. Right? What man was in Australia makes no difference. The cholisha shavua afilu kesem. That's the halacha. Tzricho lahamdin hey yomim im yom shavobo. V'tifsok leserev. V'tispo zayinikim. V'chein in the gorgim abdinos elu v'ein lishanos. That's how our minog. The halacha came down that way. Really, extreme chumrah. Right. What do you have? Put it all together. They never had relations before she saw this keset. The husband wasn't in town. He was in Australia. Never had relations. She saw a keset. Right, now he's coming home. Right? Can she count? Okay, we'll count 7 days. Because we're machmer on a kesem like on a riyas. So concept, where's the 5 days come in? So and the kesem is the rabbonah, now chumad rabbonah, we have another chumad rabbonah, right? And our minhag, we won't even give up 4 days, we're going to insist on 5 days. Chotcha, give it the same kula for dam sulim, right? But if I tell you no, you see, you have to have a clear understanding what's the Chomer Isur and where there's certain conditions, Shas HaDchak, right, are to be taken into account. But that's already fancy psak, that's not for public consumption. Okay, let's go back to our Simon. Okay. Okay, it's short Simon. With us, the end of that sif, only one sif in Kufsari Gimel. We know a imo b'chol dinei nido linyan hachoka. After damsulim, and that's why only. An Am Kodosh could have such halachas. Here, the Chos and Kala finally get married. They didn't touch each other before. They finally had physical contact one night, right? And then back again to the old days before the Chasana, right? But they're now living together. They're in an apartment together. If she became a nida before the chasana, we wouldn't let them be together. Now a nida one night after the chasana, we ask them to maintain the discipline of nidus. I say, only an Am Kodosh to be asked to do this. And here you see our solution to the secular problem of the rape of the honeymoon. There's no such thing. They'll contact once, then you have to learn how do you take care of a wife who's a nidah when you can spend time together. What are you going to do? Spending time together doesn't mean time in the bed together. It means you have to learn to talk to her. You have to go visiting. You have things to do. But there's no need for any people to watch over you. Once they had physical contact, once they had marital relations, then it's suga bashushanim. Then you have a hedge of roses. Kadosh Baruch Hu boast. You know the sexual tensions between a young boy and a young girl. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said no and put up a fence. What kind of a fence? The Lashon is, well, Suga Bashushanin. Nothing, no fence that you have trouble crossing. That's why, by the way, that's why Raya, the Shoshanim are not roses. Because roses have thorns, so it's not a good fence to cross. But Shoshanim are lilacs, violets. Yeah. Yeah. There's one leniency allowed, and I have no explanation for you for that. Why this one? Ella, Shenidu Gemura, Osolo Lishon Amitosa, Felix Shenabemita. Halacha is when a woman is a nidah, is also for the husband to lie down to rest on her bed. Why? There are attempts made to reduce the sexual tension that Nidus introduces. The idea of creeping into her bed psychologically is that it's an act of intimacy, right? Therefore, we assert it for regular Nida. For her, for this one, we allow to lie down on her bed when of all the leniencies, it doesn't strike me that Chazal are being especially kind to the husband to let him go to sleep in her bed. Mutal olishem osamita lachashom deetzlo afilu besadim shadam olof. Even there are still signs of blood on their meaning, so there is real thought process of intimacy. You don't worry about it. Anything you people want to ask, you're all clear. Try to make this as lucid as possible. It's a difficult topic to discuss even with boys. Okay, let's stop here and go to the handout. Might as well take also the one before Simon Pei Dala, the short one, on Besed Aguf, that we finished learning before. This is a actual clinical case. V'Aisha Shein Lo Besed Yomim avakamat bechol pam shavua kodim riyoso yesh lo kev b'choze. Okay. What does it mean she'ein lo besed yomim? Meaning no besed kavua, right? So that her besed jumps around. It's shemishtan is vesta, right? Usually over a period. 3, 4, 5 days. It varies each month. Very common among our women. But she always has a premonition. She has a warning signal that yesh lo kev b'choze. Right. I don't know what that means. Kev b'choze. You send her to the hospital, you won't worry about a heart attack. Okay. So what really it means, I'll tell you, since I know the case, right, it has to do with breast tenderness, which is a factor in nidus. The breast tissue responds to the hormones during the cycle. One of the problems of the callus who go on a pill in order to avoid chupas nida. Men then complain, but they're very uncomfortable because of breast tenderness. B'tchila hu kev rofe, at first just a mild pain. V'yachakach meschazek hakev. Then it gets a little bit worse. Ubisof meschapo, right? And then it goes away, right? Oz hiroe. After, right? It's mild. It increases in intensity, and then it disappears. And then she menstruates. That's exactly what you would find in the breast tissue responding to. You don't say, well, it's the best that Aguf started with that first premonition, the first pain, therefore she's already has to be worried. Maybe she's becoming an Ida, and therefore she needs hachoka already? No. Until the tenderness goes away, until the pain goes away, dafim hu vesel aguf before besimikuf petes, vesel aguf hoysel gil liros besofa. If she sees them at the end of the vesel aguf, whatever that vesel aguf is, ein asur ela besofa. We don't say because this premonition starts, therefore she's already in the status of yeshel vesel, it's b'shas vesta, that's not called shas vesta. Shas vesta, even though we're not following the days, nevertheless, the time period of the Vesel Guf is significant. Acho davke bekvar nikval o Vesel Guf ze ava mitchila, right? That's the meaning, it's already established, that's how she behaves. Ava mitchila zo lochot gam le yomim ad she tikva rak rel Vesel ze. Naturally, what he's saying is, remember, Vesel HaGuf relieves her from the calendar. She doesn't have to worry about the calendar with the Vesel HaGuf. So no, but that's only after the Vesel HaGuf has been established, right, as a Vesel Kavua for the Guf. Until then, she has to worry about the days. What days meaning? Eunos Beinani, right, and the last Riyah. Okay, keep that always in mind. If you know, if there is no Vesel Kavua, she will have to have her Eunos Beinani, the 30-day Vesel. And of course, the previous Vesel, the previous Riyah, if it was not on the 30th day, so she has to worry about that day also. People, are you clear on that? Ad shetikva rak lebeset zeh, dahinu ein lo mamesh shum zman, ela baplogo she'ein on shavos. Right, the time intervals are not equal. It's a whole 7-day period before. Hine bedvar eschol as hakev lich personim hoye bechol pam riosa achas shel esgade la hakev and esrapa oda pam shze ikra vese avol maria achas shel esrapa oda pam ene ele berova pamim v'yeshu roe gam be'esh hakev chozok. Meaning you're telling me that the riyah doesn't come until after the pain goes away, but if the pain comes, if the riyah comes sometimes while the pain is still in effect, right? Hine im roha hoye gimu pomer zu vom shrios soll se rak achtes rapa geb harilo hok vom gimu pomem der fun sicher loch schrak be gefi pama achon dem hok vom gimu pomem te sag loch shfi pama achon und fi akvis git in vesra yom im set normal thing. Okay, as I put the check mark, that's a topic that we've been on. Okay, and the dump sulin. Get it right? Yeah. The staple could be in the wrong, on the other side better, but I didn't know how to do that. How to move the staple the other side, but it must be something. It said one staple, two staples. I didn't say right, left. I didn't. Okay. You with us? The Simon Pehe. Ha'orah Birishona. See the language. There was not a Gemar Bia. There was only a Ha'orah. The Ros Harak Tipo. And Mishrochos will be a Gemura Shebishnia. The Shema Rosa. What's a shaila? Okay. What happens? Either clarify this for you first. What happens? She goes to mikveh after the first night. Right? They have relations again. She sees dam again. Take your choice. She either roa dam machmer sashbish or roa dam machmer psulim. Okay, so we'll settle for psulim. Right? Why? We learned it in the halachas. Roa dam machmer sashbish. That if efshar litlos, you can be tola on something, you tola. Right? So you tola on a dam psulim. Mom tola on dam psulim. At the first time, the hymenal tissue wasn't completely obliterated. There's still some there. There's still some there. There's a blood supply to it. Right there. Let me back you off a little bit. What's the halacha people should remember it from beginning of Ksubis? What's the halacha? Can a woman, can a chosen kala have relations Friday night? Why? It's a make a chabure. Is an isu daraisa? What's the tam?
Tam if they're pocket.
Okay. You know, you sure? That's what it says. You ever try to ask, what does it mean? What does it mean?
It means that.
What happened? There's a new circulatory system. It's not part of the circulatory system, right? If I cut you on your finger, oh, that's an isur d'oraisa. But if I cut you, if I cut the woman on the hymenal tissue, that comes from the outer space, surface, right? Okay, I once published it in the Beis Yitzchak, a hesber on dam mifka pocket. You know, anyone remember? Everyone said it. Okay. It's by the way, that's classic, classic error in learning Kodesh Bochus Torah, where you accept something which is irrational, which Chalil Lachas casts aspersions on Kodesh Bochus Torah. In Torah Shavapes, he dealing with a Daraisa Inyan. Okay, listen to Pshat. If you learn Masechet Shabbos properly, you'll realize that Chabura is also because of Netilas Neshama. That's the Av Melocha. It comes from Shechita. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a circulatory system. There's an amount of blood in your system. That's the amount of blood you need. If I take out some of that blood, I'm no tail nishmoso. That's the tail of Sisham. Well, very strange thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and made a little girl and gave her blood and said, but a little bit of that blood doesn't belong to you because I expect you to get married. And that little blood got to come out. So obviously, it's never part of your neshama. Man doesn't have such a reservoir as mifkat pocket, meaning it was designated as blood that has to come out. Not it's a people in mifkat pocket is reserved in a special reservoir, so it doesn't count. No reservoir. It's known to Tehillas neshama if Kadosh Baruch Hu made every woman. Every woman, Jew, non-Jew, etc., every woman has to give up that little bit of blood. Therefore, it's dam mifkat pocket. It's not part of the dam shanashama bo. Okay, that's the hezbo. Back to... Okay, back to the tshuva. Bo de bol bir shona belo gmar bir. Rak baor. Ve ros rak tipa dako. Ve yach sheni taro bol bir gmur belo motzadam. We learned already, we jumped ahead and we learned in Tzadik Vov that if bol belo ro adam, we say chipur shir vazera, and she's the same nida de rabbonon as if ro adam, as if ros adam. So here, he didn't say dam, right? But he never made a gemara bia the first time. Then this should be like bia rishona. Are you with us? Nira poshut sheyesh lohokel. The af that what? She didn't say dam. She didn't become a nida. Period. There's no dam psulim. Last time he only made up a little bit, made a ha'ora, and a drop of blood came out, but that's all she had. As a woman gets older, especially women who are active, joggers, marathon runners, etc., it seems to be a less of a problem of dam psulim. Whether it's because the tissue atrophies a little bit because of physical mechanical jogging or whatever it is, but that's a mitzius. Neil poshut yesh lo hokel afshe kosa ramor demekilin ba'ora v'lo rosa dam lo chashin eshem erosa v'chipush eruzera afshe bebir gemura choshin. Right? Alma upon this, I would infer, with a makel bahora of Laros Adam, the Abahora Efsha Shomotzi Absulim, Mikomokom, Kisherosa Bahora, Efsha Shayotza Koladam Shoyelo. Mishum de Pomim, Yosi Koladam Bahora, Kim Forish Barashik Subazaf. Now you're stuck with a need for new definition. There's a horror that can't be motzi dam. There's a horror that could be motzi dam. Then there's gemar bia, right? You're dealing with millimeters or centimeters. What? Gemar bia, we know. Gemar bia is the only thing that's definitive. That means full insertion of the male organ. Well, you can't go any further. Oh, obviously, there are intermediary levels. Therefore, what's the assumption in this shaila? That what was ha'ora, exactly, he wasn't goma b'yoso, but obviously he reached far enough in, right, to cause some injury to the hymen, and whatever blood that was there came out. Masha hoya rak tipa achas. Ha'bebogris domea mo'otin. Vefshar nishalo rak tipa achas. Umistabo sheab bektana v'naro. If there was such a case, efshar shlohoyelo ela tipa achas. No, we're not here to measure how much blood the hymen capillaries contain. Dochashin and below also shemichifu shir vazara shurak b'tipas dam kechad and kibud b'loshon amachaba. What do we say? That blow rosa dam, and then we make a chumre. That maybe she saw, but how much did she see? She saw only to tipa sam kechadl. Right. So obviously the Chazal understood that sometimes there could be very little blood. Amo de pomim afnara uktana iro shosam im tipa kechadl. And I also mashpat hoy choshen lechipush rozera. Lochein lomi boy bevogel she lochus lebi achnia meyachas sherosa beis sheor tipa dam. Up and now, Ktana also ain't lochush. The Nartana again. That's not talking about lochal ma'aser. That's in time of the Gemara. So he's adding that understanding. Now let me give you another practical green thumb rabbonus. That sometimes the woman does not. Does not allow for a gemar bia, where the hymenal tissue is particularly rigid, thick. People, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes people different ways, right? And it's maybe virtually impossible to be gomer biyoso. Okay? There's where you have to have the help of a gynecologist. And a gynecologist could do one or two things. Everyone. That's look at the next to the last page. Kufnut. Botzi apsulim al de instrument. Mzichaleshiv zainikiyim. That's not an uncommon occurrence. So I've had only relatively recently a case where the color coming from a more sophisticated home went into the gynecologist for an examination. Not, although some people like to think that's possibly unwise to do, I don't think it's unwise at all. A little girl isn't aware of anything that's going on inside. Many kalas are as ignorant of their own body as the chosen is. That's why Baruch Hashem, our chasanim, our kalas, always have trouble with bir rishona. Other nations don't seem to have that problem because they never have bir rishona. They're always starting off on some later phase of their relationship. Our boast is that our kalas and chasanim don't know what to do. That's the shvach. That's our pride. A girl goes into a gynecologist, and often the gynecologist also does a little bit of marriage counseling, especially a frumbai gynecologist, which Baruch Hashem we now have a massive increase in Muncie. There's practically no obstetrical service, gynecological office, that now doesn't have a female gynecologist, because the women basically have been asking for it. And now that Baruch Hashem, I think at Einstein this year, I think 52% of the entering class were female. Yeah. The number
entering class the entering class for all doctors or specifically the entering class for all doctors or specifically for gynecology?
No, all the entering class before they whatever they specialize in. Unfortunately, most of them will not become obstetricians. Now, most of them, 99.99%, won't become obstetricians. But that's a dirty word in medicine today. Upset. There are places in America today where women would have to travel several hundred miles to find an obstetrician. Okay. Nobody wants to go into obstetrics because unless you're from an extremely wealthy family, you end up medical school with a few $100,000 in student loans. The insurance policy for an obstetrician, the premium, is $300,000. Open up an office, got to pay rent the first month, got to have a secretary. It's just an overwhelming burden. That's what's going on in the medical. If you've been doing any reading about the battle on the revolution that Obama wants to make in the healthcare, right? The one thing he's not touching, and everybody's yelling, why aren't you touching the insurance policies? You want to help out? cover the insurance for obstetricians, and you get obstetricians to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, I heard on the radio coming in that our Senator Lieberman from Connecticut came out saying he will oppose the healthcare package as it now stands. And since they're playing around with only one or two votes with the term for passage or not, it's a good sign. If you've been, since I had to teach the medical ethics course next term, I've been putting together current topics, current literature. If you read what this Obama one is doing, basically doing away with pieces of medical care. They're fighting against cancer screening because it's very expensive to reserve cancer screening only when necessary, which is a complicated statement. And then he has for futile care, which means the care of a patient the last few months of his life. Right. That should be reduced. Well, that's what they're talking about, that he has a God squad. He has people going to play God, decide who gets what kind of medical care. And if you pass a certain age, you're not entitled to any medical care. The governor of Colorado a few years ago tried to pass a bill in Colorado that after age 65, you're not entitled to any expensive medical care. I was lecturing in London. I went to in Guy's Hospital on the bulletin board. Remember, their medical care is provided by the government. There, on a bulletin board, said no dialysis after age 65. You have a kidney problem, you won't get dialyzed by the government. You want to pay for it, private dialysis, you can do. But the government will not provide any dialysis for people over 65, which means anyone who doesn't have money and he has a kidney problem and needs dialysis, right, has to die. Okay, back to the gynecologist. So this lady goes into a gynecologist, right, and the gynecologist examines her. And while examining her, the gynecologist notes, says, you know, I don't think you'll be able to complete the marital act, the hymen won't allow it. Right? The opening available, the hymen has to have, the hymen closes over the tzavor harechem, or actually, we call the vaginal tract. But a woman has to menstruate. So there's an opening in the hymen to allow all the months, all the years that she's menstruating. But if the opening is very small, it won't be possible to penetrate during the first night. So the doctor suggests, let me remove it surgically. That's where the shaila came. Now, let's understand. You had relations once, second time, no problems. There was no dam, nothing to worry about dam sulin. But here, the question is, does this make your first bia the second time? The Messias is that there won't be any dam sulin. Or is it part of the low plug, the bia rishona, we worry about dam sulin. Much really depends upon, and that's not discussed here, on what the obstetrician, what the gynecologist is doing. If he's going to just go ahead and enlarge the opening, might cutting a little bit into the opening, so there'll be a little bit of blood now, and there'll be besulim left, right, so that the husband shouldn't suspect her of not being a virgin. And by the way, this you should know, that girls undergo plastic surgery so that their husband should think that they are virgins. Okay, very simple plastic surgery. Cut a little tissue off and go tie it up. And, you know. נשאלתי מאחד כאשר לא היה על אפשר ליבו בי ראשונה מצד שהפסח הוא יסוס ביוסר. That's the case we're talking about. והוא צריך לרופא שיפתח את הפסח באינסטרומנט. ולהוציא הדם פסולים במלוא יבו באוסר יום או מהרופא יש לוחות שיזדבק עוד הפעם אם יש בזה דין פרישה הלך הספיר זין לקיים התפילה. Here's a case where they tried to have relations the first time after the chasana, and it was not possible. So she went to the gynecologist, and the gynecologist explained to her that it won't be possible. And now the doctor went ahead and enlarged the opening to allow for Bir Rishona, right? But, so obviously, the doctor caused Damsulin to come out. Now, but he said it's important they have relations right away, because you're dealing, as I mentioned to you, with mucous membrane. Mucous membrane has a tendency to heal over. So if there was no real big injury done, so that the whole circulatory, the capillaries were all injured and the tissue withers, as happens after normal beer, right? That's why it goes away. The tissue now dries up like skin that's been injured, and then becomes... loses its blood supply. Yeah. So as a shayla now, is this Bir Rishona or not? Bir Rishona was not possible. Went to the doctor. V'yishavti shemuter sabala bein esricha zayin ikiyi v'tfile. Listen to the analysis. Ki arei dam psulim hu be'etzem dam mako. You got a nice and clean analysis. Let's remember where we're starting from. No one ever thought that dam psulim is dam nidah. V'rak b'mashe yotzra they be omu chachomim. Lo they are course aids. That's my shvel's specialty, right? Umashinkis. Machine, umashinkis. This is a mechanical thing, right? Vayim b'rosh reish peg tinokas v'es yoysu etc. Ma shetirtzo aletza magzera tameim l'sneil b'yotzo adeya korsa yisra kedoma v'av tam beiz d'arashbo m'shum shi mako rak l'fi shor osu. The Rashbo gives a strange thing, a strange reason, and people use it as a reason why they ask the dam psulim. They misinterpret the Rashbo. Rashbo says, you know why they ask the dam psulim? Because you're only interfering with the couple for a day or so. It's no big deal. I'm sorry, were they for a few days, so they won't have relations for a few days, then she becomes a nida, right? So it's not a big penalty, dam psulim. Yeah. Ro'a dam achmas tashmish, which will impact upon their lives forever, right? Therefore, we told her, we tried to minimize our concern for Rodam Achmas Hashmish, because the consequences are tremendous, are terrible. But here, big deal, so they won't sleep together for a few nights until she goes to the mikveh. So they give this as a reason. That's why the Chachomim were Gozer Adam Psulim. That's not a reason to be Gozer Adam Psulim. That's the reason why they were gozer on dam psulim and didn't look for a simple explanation. It's dam mako. By rova dam achmas tashmish, you told it b'mako. And therefore, you don't worry about it because you told it. Here's vadei mako. So he answers, well, over there, if I not told it b'mako, God forbid, it could be a family tragedy. Therefore, we try to not to be machmir more than necessary. Here, I can afford to be machmir. That's again part of the legalism of Rabbonans. If I'm not imposing too big a hardship, I want to teach the lesson of Nidus my way. So I make a chumrah Purpose of chumrah is to make you conscious of hilchos nida. But that's not a tam for why they asked besulim. That's a tam why they didn't make a lam besulim as they were make on the chashash of roedam machmasashmish, where we're willing to be tola on and anything tola bimako, and here we're not willing to be tola, not tola bimako, vada is from the mako. So that's why if you analyze it properly, the only good reason why I told you that Chazal made a chumrah because this is roedam machmasashmish. Right. Even though I know it's not due to uterine, I know it's due to mako alpha pikane. Okay, and we're running out of time. Just look at the last paragraph. You finish the rest yourself. That's the psak. If I have, when they have relations after the doctor has done what the doctor wanted to do, then yimsodam, right? Yimsodam adayin. Don't have to worry about that. This is dam machmas tashmish, but yitle b'dam psulim. But in lo yimsodam, it's not bir rishona. The doctor took care of bir rishona. Lo yitzarach lifrosh deish litto shakol adam yotzal leimais harofe. Afem yomer shosarak pirtzu d'chuka. Even though he says all he did was enlarge the opening, he didn't remove the entire hymen, which is what all a doctor would do. To remove the whole hymen is already more of a surgical procedure. Right, so this is just a simple enlarging of the opening, a little cut of the scalpel. Right. Nevertheless, we look upon this thing as already biyah shnia, and by biyah shnia, if lo rotsa dam, we not worry about shema chifus shechva zora. Okay, that I think takes care of this pretty much what we'll do on Dam Sulim, right? And then maybe, I don't know, you want to go in order? I think we would do better to get that clearer, to go to Kuf Tzadik Vav. And then we'll go back to also important, your letters of Apelles, of course. We're up to that in the Gemara Nida, by the way, on Daf Ches Amud Beis. We'll get involved with Apelles. Okay.